Track 13, The Impact of PF Wildfires on Children. On the last track, we discussed three important concerns in treating children in recovery from a natural disaster. The three important concerns were specific obstacles in treating children recovering from natural disaster, interventions in the initial recovery period, and interventions in the long-term recovery period. On this track, we will discuss a study conducted in 1994 that investigated the impact of a bushfire disaster in New South Wales, Australia. The study also evaluated post-disaster screening methods for the children affected by the bushfire. The summer bushfire season between 1993 and 1994 in New South Wales, Australia, was the worst on record to that point, with 800 separate bushfires reported over a 20-day period. About 800,000 hectares of land were burned, including two suburban areas. Although only four lives were lost, for the children affected by the bushfire, the 20-day period was characterized by uncertainty and continual physical reminders of the fires. Smoke, ash, haze, and altered visibility were a constant, and wind shifts made it difficult to gauge fire proximity and actual danger. Children's distress was heightened by this uncertainty, as adults had conflicting opinions between whether to defend the family home or leave for a safer location. Many parents continued to work during the bushfires, and many children reported being severely concerned for their parents' welfare. In addition, media broadcasts exposed children to clear images of the destruction, and many children reported hearing frightening noises such as emergency vehicle sirens, the sounds of burning vegetation, and trees exploding. Children's traumatic exposure and perceived life threat was additionally complicated by the fact that many children were evacuated literally minutes before their houses were destroyed. Some children were not evacuated in time and survived in houses partially destroyed by the fire. There were also accounts of last-minute parent-child separations, with one parent remaining in the house to combat the approaching fire and the rest of the family evacuated. Screenings of those elementary school students considered to be the most affected by the bushfires 6 months after the event found that most students reported trauma-related symptoms. 12% of the sample experienced moderate to severe levels of distress, and only 11.5% reported no symptoms of the distress related to the bushfires. Additionally, 14.1% of the sample reported symptoms consistent with high trait anxiety, and 4.7% reported symptoms consistent with depressive illness. Although older elementary school students were assessed using questionnaires, three different methods were used to assess younger elementary school children between the ages of 6 and 8. The first of these methods was to use yes or no questions, rather than open-ended questions. Second, in order to assess persistent post-traumatic pathology, children were asked to draw pictures in response to two neutral questions. Researchers either asked children, "Please draw me a picture," or "Please draw a picture of one of your dreams." In this manner, fire-related response images communicated post-traumatic pathology. However, this assessment style was not useful in a classroom context, as researchers found a strong contagion effect. If one child drew bushfire-related imagery, other children would quickly pick up on the theme. In addition to using yes or no questions and asking children to draw pictures in response to a neutral question, the third method of assessment researchers used with young elementary school children was the use of a drawing with a young person standing outside an undamaged house with what appeared to be fire and smoke on a nearby hill. Since researchers were concerned about asking children direct trauma-related questions, researchers instead were presented with the picture and told that the young person in the picture was named Carrie, which is a gender-neutral name in Australia. Children were then asked to describe Carrie's feelings at that time and quite a long time after the fire. It was assumed that children would draw on their own experiences, feelings, and cognitions to answer the questions about Carrie. The exercise was well received, and none of the children in the study became extremely distressed during the vignette exercise. Close to 75% of the children studied stated that Carrie would not be feeling normal during the event. Common emotions attributed to Carrie during the event were fear and sadness. Children also reported concerns about separation and loss. Carrie was said to be afraid that his house would burn down, or that he or she or parent would die or go away. 40% of children reported that Carrie was afraid he or she might be left alone. When children were prompted that it is now a long time after the fire, many children persisted in validating trauma-related answers for Carrie. Over 50% attributed scary dreams and persistent daytime thoughts of the fires to Carrie. However, 66% of the children agreed that Carrie tried very hard not to think about the fire. Stomach and sleeping problems, as well as feeling scared, were also frequently attributed to Carrie. However, the number of children reporting Carrie still felt scared decreased significantly. Additionally, many children felt that Carrie would still be upset if somebody talked about the bushfires. Some age differences occurred in young elementary children's responses to the screening methods. Older children, closer to age 8, were less likely to state that Carrie would feel normal during the fires than were younger children. Older children were also more likely to attribute feelings of being frightened to Carrie. 93% of the 8-year-olds described Carrie as being frightened, as opposed to only 30% of children a year younger. There were also gender differences observed by researchers in the children's responses to the screening methods. Girls were significantly more likely than boys to state that Carrie thought the fire would occur again, and were more often concerned that the house would burn down. Girls also more often reported that Carrie would be concerned that his or her mother, father, or self would die in the fire. Think of a child you may be treating following a natural disaster similar to the 1994 New South Wales bushfires. How might the screening methods proposed in the study be useful in evaluating his or her post-traumatic stress? On this track, we have discussed a study conducted in 1994 that investigated the impact of a bushfire disaster in New South Wales, Australia. The study also evaluated post-disaster screening methods for children affected by the bushfire. On the next track, we will continue to discuss a study conducted in 1994 that investigated the impact of a bushfire disaster in New South Wales, Australia. We will specifically discuss post-disaster coping materials evaluated by the researchers. Question 13. What were 3 methods researchers used to assess levels of post-traumatic stress in young elementary school children?